Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 16th of August, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on my way to work again. It seems to be the only time I ever get to do audio boos and things these days. And I thought I'd do another update because I did my second day of fasting this week, yesterday. So I'm in pretty much the same position as I was in the last time I recorded an audio boo, which is I'm on my way to work having not eaten anything since lunchtime yesterday. The eating plan that I'm following is a 5-2 eating plan. So it's 2 days of fasting or very, very restricted calorie intake and 5 days of perfectly normal eating. So I did my first day on Monday, my second day yesterday. My plan is probably to try and keep that a fairly regular pattern, so I will probably try to do Monday, Wednesday each week, unless I have to flex to fit around some occasion or something. You know, that's the nice thing about this plan is I can change the days on a week-by-week basis. It doesn't have to be regimented. So that's a good thing. But so at the moment, I'm looking forward to 4 days of not having to worry about what I'm eating at all, which will be very nice. Yesterday definitely went better than Monday, and to be honest, Monday didn't go too badly, as I said on my previous boo. But yesterday I didn't eat anything until lunchtime, and then for lunchtime I went up to our work canteen to see what they'd got on offer. And this is where it gets tricky because it's very difficult to calorie count when you're buying food from a work canteen because they don't publish the calorie counts of meals. So I have to do a certain amount of guesswork. So I've got the MyFitnessPal app on my iPhone, which I can, you know, it's got calorie count information in it for a lot of foods. So I'm just trying to do best guess for these things. It was burger day in the canteen yesterday, so I had a beef burger in a bun with cheese on top and a side salad, a little bit of relish on the burger, some fried onions, and I thought, well, that's probably the right kind of ballpark for calories. So that's what I ate all day, just the beef burger. I definitely didn't get as tired, so I'm coming to the conclusion that my feeling really tired on Monday was much more down to staying up late to watch the Olympic closing ceremony than it was to the fasting. I don't think I got quite as hungry as well, and I certainly found it easier to kind of put the hunger to the back of my mind because I'd done it before and because I knew that I wasn't just going to get more and more and more hungry because I knew the hunger was just going to come and go. It was much, much easier to sit back and say, right, okay, well, I feel hungry now, but I'll just have a big glass of water and I know it's going to go away for a bit. And as long as I was keeping myself busy and drinking plenty, that's a really important point. And I can't remember, somebody left a comment on my last poo, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was, but somebody said definitely make sure that you're keeping hydrated, and yes, absolutely, you must do that. I'm drinking about 3 litres of water on a fasting day, so it's, you know, I'm definitely concentrating on hydration. But yeah, I definitely found that I could manage the hunger pangs that came through. I was quite happy with that. And I wasn't so tired in the evening, because on Monday I was actually in bed before 10 o'clock, which is absolutely unprecedented for me. I was in bed before 10 o'clock because I just was absolutely beside myself tired. And last night we recorded another episode of our Parental Geekery podcast. I wrote a blog post for my blog. I was up to my normal kind of time. And, you know, yes, I was getting hunger pangs, but I was fine. It was great. I felt really positive about yesterday. So today, again, like Tuesday, I haven't got up and felt the urge to rush out and stuff lots of food in my face to compensate for not eating so much yesterday. I'm comfortably hungry. I will have my bowl of porridge when I get to work, which is what I usually have for breakfast on a working day. And I will just go through the day normally. So I haven't stood on the scales yet. John stood on the scales this morning, but I think that's probably misleading because it was a fast day yesterday. So I shall weigh myself probably Monday morning and see if it's had any effect on my weight. But that's not primarily why we're doing it.